I very much appreciated what you said. Your good name again, please forgive me.
Srishti.
Srishti, yes, of course. Srishti said when we are young, we have our questions, we have our doubts at times. And most probably these questions can be answered by people who are in our situation, who see the world like we see it, who have this same type of situations, and who therefore can give relevant answers, who are not too philosophical or too something to fly over our head. So that is very important. It's called peer association, or the association of people who are in the same situation, really. And for that it's very, very wonderful. I'm so so happy. And you're not so young, isn't it? 20 years or so? Or
I'm almost 22.
And I'm almost 23.
23, yes, so it is not for children in a way, but young people, yeah.
18 to
13. 18 to 13. Namodapriya, you are not allowed. It's all right, I'm just joking. There is a great emphasis on the right association in our tradition. There was once a very, very nice king, had a very good heart, and he told his minister, I want to support people, not just the higher ups, but the simple people who need to earn their living by selling things on the marketplace. So as a sign of my readiness to help, I wish you to go tomorrow to the market and buy everything that was not sold on the market. So the minister did so, and yes, there was a little grain left, but only a little, because the farmers know how much to take to the market. There was two or three mangoes left, and finally he thought, well, I have not spent any money, this is so cheap. Finally he came to the to a place where men sold birds. And he had two parrots left. And the minister said, you couldn't sell these parrots? What is their price? Well, said the parrot man, this one, these parrots are twins, actually. This one costs 50,000 gold coins, and this one, and he pointed to the other parrot brother, it costs you only as much as you need in order to buy a ripe banana. What's the difference? Said the minister. You will see, why don't you take one of these parrots with you? So he said, if I have to choose, I take, of course, the cheap parrot. And he gave a few rupees and took that parrot, which looked identical with the other parrot, home. And the moment the parrot was with this man, with the minister, he started to use foul language. You son of a bastard. Didn't know that parrots could speak. Yes, they are not as foolish as you. And all the journey this parrot was cursing the minister. He brought the parrot home to the palace of the king. Said, "Your Majesty, be careful with this parrot. He has a tongue of fire." Already the parrot turned to the king and said, You imitation king, you are not at all worthy of your crown. You have lost one war and you are..." "What is he telling?" said the king. "Well, you told me to buy..." And the minister told him everything. Then the king said, "Now I'm really curious to know the other parrot. But he's so expensive." "No problem, no problem." So the next day he bought the other parrot. Are you still with me?
Yes.
Shishti,
yes.
Your mind goes. Second parrot. First parrot, a rascal. Second parrot, let's see. Yes. You have to be sensitive to your audience. The next day he bought a second parrot, and this parrot, the minister took him home. He was chanting Bhagavad Gita shlokas. "May I know you're chanting Bhagavad Gita? I can also chant Bhagavatam and Ramayana." "Interesting," said the minister. "I think my king would like to see you." And he brought the parrot. And the parrot started to chant the mantra which Ram chanted to empower the weapon which he ultimately used to get rid of Ravan, to kill Ravan. "Wow, that was a rare composition." The king said, "May I know the secret of these two parrots? I'm very, very interested. One of them is cursing, another is citing the scriptures. What is their secret? Why are they so different? They are from the same mother, they're from the same family, but they are such a difference." So they went, the minister went the next day to the man who had sold the parrots and said, "The king wants to know what's the difference, and you better give a good answer." "It's very simple. When these two parrots were very young, one of them was taken by me and was given as a present to an ashram where saints stayed and recited the Bhagavad Gita. That's why this parrot is so able to know. He knows all the shastras. He is so polite. He is so kind, and it's a pleasure to be with him." "Well, and the other parrot, some criminals came to my shop and they wanted to buy a bird, and I had this one left, and they took this bird with them, and therefore this bird knows criminal language, criminal thoughts, criminal activities." And the bird seller said, "This is how powerful association is." So the minister told the king, and the king said, "Amazing. And I've already thought of a good use for these two different parrots. The first parrot the expensive parrot, I will put at the entrance of the palace so that everyone who comes here hears a Bhagavad Gita shloka, or hears a good thought. And the other one I will put next to the toilet so that no one will stay longer in the toilet than necessary." So this is one of the many, many wisdom stories that tell us about the power of association. And I do know one of, we have one devotee in Alachua, his name is Manoram. Have you heard about Manoram and his bus program? Yes, they came here for the European youth bus tour. And what they do is every year they offer a bus tour where they go to interesting places. For instance, the place where the Mayas lived, you know, the old... are the Mayas Aztecs? You know, they are people from the old times in South America. They have very interesting things like the Mayan calendar, which makes prophecies about our times that have never failed, you know. So they go to interesting places with a busload of young people, and they have kirtans in towns. They have programs also, because some of the young people know to sing, like Gita. Gita, you should also know to sing. Your name is Gita singing, you know. It's necessary. So they go and have these nice tours. And many of those whom you see now, they were young people, they were born in devotee families or had some contact, and they made up their minds to become devotees on these tours because of the association. One of them you heard yesterday is Amala Harinam. Do you know who that is? The one with the kirtan, no? Other is Janavi Harrison. Kirtan, very, very, very strong presence in the kirtan scene. Madhava also, Madhava with the seeker, also has gone to this and became convinced and decided to become involved in Krishna consciousness. So this Sangha is so important, and the two parrots show us with a little anecdote of how important it is. You will see a lot happens in association. There are psychologically three centers in which a human being communicates. There is something like the sexual center, the Muladhara and Svadhisthana, that is when we are with someone or we are with people, and all of a sudden we feel something stirring us. Then there is the intellectual center. It is here. That's when we are with an intelligent person and someone says something that makes sense to us and we feel attracted. No? Have you met such people where you feel, wow, the way they express themselves, and more than that, the way they think is very interesting. But then there is a way, these are all non-verbal communications. The heart center. Have you ever met a good person where you feel, oh, I feel attracted. I want to talk and get to know this person. No? So in association, many dimensions of our humanness are addressed and are shaped. And perhaps the most important is the heart center. Where do I give my heart to? No? And what path do I pursue? What really fulfills me? And that heart center speaks very loud when we are with devotees. And when we are with non-devotees, it just doesn't speak so loud to us. At least it doesn't speak about Krishna to us. So there is a lot of things happening in any type of association, and especially in when spiritual people associate, whose lotus of the heart, if you so want, whose heart is open to Krishna, then when we stay with them, we also feel, oh, like when Gita was singing, I felt first, I'm with in the Gaur Krishna Bhajan band. We have a very high standard, you know, before we accept anyone as a good kirtan person. He has to pass 50,000 tests, you know. But then I felt, well, here's the devotee is singing. So, and then I looked to Ananya Bhakti and nodded my head. She also felt, well, here's the devotee singing, no? So, yes, so this is very, this means our heart is opened by being with another devotee. I dropped my 50,000 tests to the side and thought, well, let me take part in the kirtan. Fully, no? So, this happens when you are with devotees. You drop these other things, the cautions, the doubts. You say, let me just be with them, let me observe them, let me see if there is something that I also aspire for. And then we become nourished in our Krishna consciousness. I know from our Pandava Sena, so many things happen. I'm very closely connected with the Pandava Senas in England, and many, many people who would not have become devotees in any other way came through that. There is, for instance, his name in the world is Jai Shetty. Have you heard about it? He was a Pandava Sena, and many, many devotees who are now, they have association with Pandavas, had association with Pandavasenas, and they became devotees also. And these are intelligent people, you know, who are doing something with their lives. So I can only encourage you, and this is a very nice Srishti to see all of you. Please forgive me, I'm a little bit sleep deprived. That happens on the festival. But I really want to say that I'm very impressed and very, very impressed. If I can, if Gaur Krishna and myself, we can serve you in any way, we are there for you, we will clean after you. Well, we are not good cleaners, so everything else, cooking, no, for cooking we are, yeah, he's Cook Prabhu. We call him Cook Prabhu in our team. So yeah, so this is very, very, very good. My suggestion to you is have exciting programs, because when we're young, we need to be stimulated, no? Perhaps going to interesting places, and of course having devotees address us who in some ways are people we can look up to. No? Exciting programs, that's what they do in Pandava Senas. They always have adventure tours and things like this, escaping escape rooms, and you know, the young people need to be challenged or a little, you know, it needs to be interesting. Otherwise, if you only sing and eat prasadam, that won't do the job. We have practically seen, so something that is stimulating, something that is challenging the intelligence, and don't avoid the hard questions, because they will, the answers to these hard questions, which we all have in some part of our personality, they will decide where we go. So now I open the forum for you to ask the questions, or should we all lie down and rest? I wouldn't rest with all of you, but any questions, anything you want to say. Yes, Sven, yes?
I have a question about Sadhana. So, like, I know we are supposed to chant in the morning for rounds, and I personally also like to do a morning program at home. Like, I do a little deity worship. I like that very much. And also sing like the songs. But oftentimes, then there's not so much time left for chanting. So, what would you say is more important, to like do this kind of morning program rituals or to chant?
No, I do believe ultimately that sadhana is best for us, which inspires us most. And some have more connection to Krishna through scriptures, others more through kirtan, still others more through japa. I'm a japa man. I think one day they will make a JP, japa man. I would like, oh no, no, I don't wear t-shirts, please don't make it. Yeah. Yeah, so everyone has their own way in which they relate to Krishna. And I think whatever is the preferred way should have prominence in the sadhana. Still, I feel the chanting of the holy name is very important, and it should be also there. You will. Do you want to hear? Want to know my program? What I do?
Yes.
I wake up in the morning, of course. Then I go to the bathroom and do my hygienic things. Then the first thing I do is exercises. I'm extremely regulated in exercise because I need to wake up my physical body. I'm by nature not so much a morning person, but if I get the circulation going, it's all right. Then I have time for chanting japa because I'm the japa man, but I also like to read. For me, reading is very important, and I read. I personally read the Bhagavatam, but sometimes I read Goswami literature. During my japa, also I sometimes stop for a moment and read a verse. That is, so that I have inspired a japa before me. I do usually not tolerate that I chant mechanic rounds and tired rounds. And then when it's mechanic, I need to break the routine and I sometimes sing kirtan and so on to get out of the mechanic. Doesn't work for me. It's too boring. Yeah, then I have a practice which you will find perhaps interesting for young people. See, I have decided to never become old. Yeah, does any one of you remember a case from the Bhagavatam?
Jayati Maharaj.
Who?
Jayati Maharaj.
Jayati Maharaj. Well, yeah, this one.
Four Kumaras,
they decided we don't grow beyond 10 years or so, no?
Even five,
yeah? They wanted to stay young. So they had these powers that they could stop the growth of their body. I can't do that, but I stop the growth of my mind. I don't want to become judgmental in my life. I don't want to be narrow in my mind and have a tunnel vision on reality. And for that I sometimes read briefly something that is interesting, some literature that helps me. For instance, like a book like Atomic Habits. It says if you want to change, don't try to change everything. Just try to do small things, you know. And then I translate it into my life. Or at the moment I read a book, The Art of Storytelling, because I discovered in ancient civilizations meaningful stories that brought people to explore themselves and to explore life was very important. And I wish to tell the spiritual stories in a way that people can get a lot of content out of it for themselves. No? So yes, this is what I do as a regular practice. No? I get up, then it's nice to be clean, and then when I was young, I did just 5 minutes of jumping jacks. And I would sing while I would do it. you know jumping jack? And then the body would wake up, and that's why I properly could dance longer than anyone like you, even in my age. You know, like, because of jumping jacks. You know? And so I understood the need to wake up the body. You want a whole life. It should be exciting. Krishna consciousness should be so exciting. When I tell about my life to people I meet on the airplane, they say, wow! We would love to live such a life. Yes? It starts always chanting and following principles. Then only Krishna will open up dimensions for you. Good, Sven. This is a little bit for you, on your answer. Anyone else wants to ask a question? Yeah, I'm turning to the very young people. Srishti had a question.
I had just the last sentence you said about.
We have a microphone for you. Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Just the last sentence you said about. First, we have the chanting and the regulations, and then Krishna opens up.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to ask more about this because one is attaining Krishna through sadhana and purification, and the other is mercy coming directly from Krishna or from devotees of Krishna. And I was so sad when I think it is somewhere in. Bhakti Rasama Chindavan Rupa Goswami says it's very rare, this mercy, and the normal way is through this sadhana and through our purification. But our sadhana cannot be that good that we can attain Krishna through our sadhana. So why is mercy so rare? Because isn't the fact that we are here right now, hearing from you. This is already the biggest mercy for me right now. So this is also, or what is meant by it, that mercy is rare.
Please listen very carefully. There is mercy all around us. We will recognize it when we are a little bit purified. There was once this very nice, intelligent disciple who asked his spiritual master, Guru Maharaj, is there anything I can do to make Krishna appear faster in my life? And the Guru said, no, nothing. Can you do anything to make the sun rise faster? No. Said the disciple. Then why do you tell us to do all these sadhanas and follow the principles and all this if this does not bring about a quicker result? And he said, the guru said, he smiled and said, I'm telling you all this so that you're not asleep when the sun rises. In other words, the Krishna sun is always around us, Srishti. But we won't recognize it if our vision is not a little bit purified. We will think like we said in the lectures that, oh my God, Krishna didn't give me what I wanted. Now I will leave Krishna. we will not see the many places where Krishna fulfilled our took care of us, perhaps in a way that we didn't expect. But Shishti, you have another question. The question is slightly different. I can see it in your face. Shishti, try your best, whatever you can do, and that is what Krishna sees. And your best may be different from, I don't know, who is here super strict amongst you? Super strict Devi Dasi. Stricta Devi. your best may be different, but when Krishna sees that you are trying, and although you are not Stricta Devi, he will give his mercy. 100%. I'm so convinced of it. My whole life is a story of that. Anyways, I will not bore you with my disqualifications. I feel that Krishna is kind to me since many, many years. He takes care. I'm not even afraid to go to the dentist, which was my greatest fear before I came to Krishna consciousness, because Krishna will take care. I just try my best. I have decided if there will be something that reminds people, then I want on the plate just one sentence. Here's a man who tried his best. You know, that is all. And I know that is the best. That is the best for Krishna. That's good enough. Now you are a student who has to put all her energy to pass the difficult medicinal exam, isn't it? You are close to that, no? And there is not much time for sadhana, because you really have to work hard. I know medicinal exams are perhaps one of the most hardest exams. No? You really have to know the name of every bone in the body, you know, and this is the Xenophosolpukos, and it works with the Gregorian Goropos, and I made up these names, I don't know. Okay. Anyone else?
Thank you.
He is Manu, whom I know since he is small. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Also, in advance, I apologize for my bad grammar. I'm not the best at English.
Yeah.
So, when a human is born into a new life, and it is born into bad conditions, like, for example, severe family abuse or severe health issues, should we still feel merciful and sadness for the child, even though it may have done bad or horrible stuff in its previous lives? Because if it's born into a bad environment, that must mean that it has had bad karma and technically deserves it.
Yeah. You understood the question?
Yes.
Here is the point, Manu, where many spiritual people go the wrong road. They stop being compassionate, they stop being kind, they stop being supportive, they just feel they can turn their face the other way when they see someone is suffering. They say, "There's just your bad karma." Or the children with bone cancer who died from bone cancer when they were 4 years old. Bad karma, you were a criminal in your last life. This is not good to turn to. This is not the conclusion of bad karma. Why was he perhaps a criminal? Perhaps, and so on. It was because he suffered from a great amount of ignorance. He needs to be You know, we need to have empathy double for him. We need to have empathy for how he is now, and we need to have empathy, if we want to be kind, to what he did in the past out of ignorance. No? So, to understand why there is suffering does not mean to stop your compassion and your kindness. If you stop your compassion and kindness, then your bhakti will suffer. No? We heard today, bhakti is, what is it? Is getting a bath when we are compassionate to others. We heard something like this. Krishna. Can I show you the youngest member of our in Singhasena? What is a good name again?
This is Kairava.
Kairavarana, yes. Kairavarana, she is, has no problem of being the center. Yeah. Good. Thank you, Manu. Thank you. Anyone else is here? Yes, Prabhu, your good name?
I don't have initiation yet.
No problem. You have a name.
My name is Vesco.
Vesco.
Yeah. I'm from Bulgaria, and I want to ask you something, Maharaj. I work like a director, and most of the time I need to network with other people that not spiritual conscious or something like that. And more or less, sometimes if you want to be relevant in the industry, you need to put in the in situations that your mind it's far away from Krishna. And I want to ask you how to. Because I want to do this, I want to make a big family, have family to serve Krishna, all this, to put Krishna in the center. But still, I need to work, and how we can be relevant and to do these things without to
losing yourself, losing Krishna, your mind, and losing Krishna and all that.
Because, yeah, we need to do it, like, every day.
Yeah.
We want to do it in a proper way.
Your name is Vesco. Vesco. Listen, everyone. There is a life skill that is very nice. Wow, it gets exciting here. Wonderful. It is being in the world without being of the world. You have heard this a million of times. Being in the world without being of the world. What this means is you do everything except a few things, you know, where you really go and lose it all. But you do basically everything, but you just do it without giving your heart to it. And you always remember what is important for you. I want to give you, I'm looking for an example. I know a traditional example, and if I can give you a modern example, I can also tell you. Yes. First, the modern example. Prabhupada wanted us to preach to everyone, and therefore we opened up a band called the Gauranga Bhajan Band, and later the Nityananda Band. And we had we had audiences up to, it's amazing, up to 20,000 people. Now to keep all of these people engaged, devotees said we need a little show, a stage show. And they turned to me. You are in charge of the stage show. So this is what I did. I dressed in flaming red silk. I had fire in my hands. That means explosives. I tried to pluck the thunder from the sky by bringing stroboscopes. You know, they made very hectic light. And I threw perfumed water and about the people. I took a robe and hurled myself over the crowd and did everything that Rolling Stones ever wanted to do, but couldn't do, you know. I was young and acrobatic. And I noted I lost myself a little bit in it, especially when there was a newspaper article. Do you know the Rolling Stones? Still, you know, the newspaper article said the... We met the Swami, the Mick Jagger of the Hare Krishna. Finally, I made it. But as I was taking the praise and being very puffed up in my false ego, I noted this goes a dangerous path. I don't want to be like that. And I began to think, how could I do all these things without losing myself? And I found all this great, 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 great inspiration in a simple story which Prabhupada once told. There was Narada Muni and a snake who was getting tired of snake life and the aggression amongst the snakes and all, and decided to become a disciple of Narada Muni. So after 2 weeks, that snake came back to Narada Muni. Now it was badly beaten, badly bruised. Its spirit was downcast. It was depressed. And Narada Muni said, "What is your problem, Nagadas?" "I have to give up my vows. Since the village children have understood that I'm initiated, they know I won't bite them any longer, and they beat me and they are terrible to me, I barely escaped with my life. Next time they will kill me." Narada Muni said, "Listen, you may show, I never told you, you cannot show your hood. You know, when snakes go up like the cobra, it builds not a hoodie but a hood." Is it a hood? Do we say hood? Not hoodie. And devotees don't listen, they get it wrong. So they have a built a hood. Then everyone knows, my God, this is, he means business, you know. But even without biting. So you can make the show, but don't go to the last extent, like being you know, as a businessman you have to see your advantage, obviously. But you should not really cruelly finish someone else off with their business. There are ways you can, you don't need to ruin another person's life. Or when you talk with the people, with whom you have to communicate. You can be tough. You can say, this is not right. Or you can do all this. And inside, remember, the snake only shows its hood. It's not going to the last extent. And this simple advice, you know, is a like for ladies. Ladies like to dress sometimes, and they can do all this. They can be also careful that people, they don't want to be too close to them, get the message, okay, I keep my respectful distance, you know. But they don't overdo it where they become Maya Devis, you know, to either attract or repulse people. So in this way we can use our things, but we don't go into the Adamic area with what we do, because that would mean our life gets compromised, our spiritual life. No? Yeah, you have to. And when do you know where's the border? Vesnik is your name?
Vesko.
Vesnik means noose in Croatian language, I understand. Yeah, Vesko. Where is the border you know? You will make a few mistakes and then you feel it immediately. Okay, here I'm not in my element any longer. The fish left the water and is now struggling on land, you know. So you have to make a few experiments, but you will learn this pretty fast. I wish you all the best. We need people who are in the world and who are devotees in the world and who can answer questions and give inspirations to the people. It's very important. When everyone has their path, they should not be afraid of going their path, but inside they should know which way to, what to avoid and what to do. Good, my dear everyone. If you allow me, I would like to close the session because of... Oh, Pushadam is there. And so on. It was a genuine pleasure to be with you. If it's all right, Srishti, and your name?
Shireen,
sorry, you told me. Srishti and Shireen will be here and they will give you the reading marks where you can find also the web page. No? Then I can quickly run and do all the other things. Yeah?
Thank you so much.